Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts of Beyond Damascus, a podcast aired here on St. Gabriel Radio. And you can check us out here on St. Gabriel on weekends or download the podcast wherever podcasts can be downloaded. Friends, today we're reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what is sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no roots and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Once again, that's from Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. We heard the start of this parable earlier in this week, and here we read the resolution where Jesus himself explains to us how it is that we are to interpret these words. And you see this example that Jesus draws between the word of God and the word of faith and gardening, planting seeds, growth, plants, vines, pretty consistently through scripture, right? Elsewhere, we even see that, you know, there's this comparison between the weeds that an enemy might sow into the field. Obviously, Jesus is speaking to a culture and a society where planting and growing and agriculture would have been something that we understand consistently. But I want to draw another quick connection here. The fact that Jesus uses this terminology of growth, of the seed, of the weed being planted in the field so consistently, I think it speaks to another reality that I want to draw out today. And that is that each one of us has an opportunity when we receive the word that's been planted in us and when we have experiences of exposure to evil or to sinfulness or to bad decisions that might, you know, plant a seed that could bear bad fruit. We have an opportunity to choose what to foster and steward and honor and grow. One of the things that we speak to our missionaries frequently here at Damascus is that when a word is spoken to you, either a word from scripture, right, or a word in personal prayer, or even maybe when another individual comes and speaks a word over your life of prophecy, or even of counsel, right? That ultimately we get to choose how to steward that word. We like to say that every word spoken over us is contingent on our response. And I think that we can read this parable today oftentimes from a perspective that this soil can really do nothing about what kind of soil it is. But That's not a very positive outlook on our experience of partnership with God in the gospel, right? We're not just relegated to our own place, and our success or our holiness is dependent on the factors of our circumstance. I think what this gospel reading speaks to us is that we have an opportunity to make choices, to make decisions, to put ourselves in positions where we can respond to the word that's been planted in us to create an opportunity where that word can grow to fruition. What does that mean for you? I think sometimes we take a big step from not being in prayerful relationship with Jesus to stepping into a place where I'm going to form a habit of prayer, of allowing the word to wash over my life, right? Of reading scripture daily, of starting my day with a daily devotional. I'd like to encourage us to take a step further this week, or even just today, that when we hear the word, when we hear God speak, to take time to build a place where that word could be planted and grow.